New Zealanders are being assured talks underway for possible participation in AUKUS would not compromise Aotearoa's nuclear-free status. The alliance between Australia, the United States and the United Kingdom is widely seen as a direct response to China's push for greater regional influence. The first key element is a multi-billion dollar deal for Australia to get the technology and capability to deploy nuclear-powered submarines. The second is about partner countries working together to make rapid progress in the military tech space, which is where New Zealand could become involved. Here is our political editor, Jane Patterson.
The US, Australia and the UK are pitching AUKUS as providing an assured undersea capability that contributes to stability, peace and prosperity. In China's eyes, it's going down a dangerous road and disregards concerns of others in the international community. In a recent visit, high-ranking White House official Kurt Campbell said the US would welcome New Zealand becoming involved in the so-called second pillar.
We want to take those steps carefully. We understand the sensitivity.
That sensitivity is around New Zealand's nuclear-free legislation and whether joining any part of AUKUS could put that at risk.
The door is open for New Zealand when it's comfortable, when it feels that the conditions are appropriate to engage in those efforts going forward.
Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has been reluctant to comment in any detail.
While we're having those conversations with them, I don't want to speculate on what might come out of those. But one of the bottom lines for us is that we're going to remain nuclear free. That's not going to change.
Defence Minister Andrew Little says the second pillar work is not directly related to the attack subs.
It would be providing protection and awareness for personnel, however deployed, whether on the subs, whether in ships, whether on land, but within the region.
He says New Zealand's nuclear-free status would not be compromised.
I'm quite satisfied that, and in fact I indicated that any participation we would have would not compromise and could not compromise our legal obligations and our moral commitment to nuclear freedom.
New Zealand First Leader and former Foreign Minister Winston Peters says AUKUS provides a deterrent and makes the region safer.
This is an upgrade, and it was always on the cards. And in terms of our theatre, the Blue Pacific, it's to be welcomed.
National MP and former Defence Minister Gerry Brownlee says the deal has no short-term impact on regional security, as Australia won't purchase the attack submarines for a number of years. The immediate focus, he says, is the Trans-Tasman relationship.
Australia remains our only formal ally, and our commitment is to increase interoperability at a military level with the Australian services. But we're not part of AUKUS, and we're not going to change our legislation here to become part of AUKUS.
Another concern is the potential to upset China, an important trading partner. Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta has just returned from formal talks in Beijing. She says AUKUS was raised briefly by China during a broader discussion about the Pacific.
The point that I made on behalf of New Zealand is that we don't want to see the militarisation of the Pacific. We're not a part of the AUKUS arrangements.
There's also a groundswell of opposition from Pacific countries, worried the deal goes against the Anti-Nuclear Proliferation Treaty of Rarotonga, to which New Zealand and Australia are both signatories. Nanaia Mahuta says she sought and received specific assurances from Australia that AUKUS does not run contrary to that treaty. Assurances aside, expect it to be on the agenda when Pacific leaders meet in the Cook Islands in October.